我们的心要更新。
Our hearts need to be renewed.
我没有去过新的会会所，比这里要大吧。
I haven't gone to the new place. I suppose it's larger than this place.
所以弟兄姊妹要传福音啊。
Therefore, what we need to do is to share the gospel.
看见那位置好多空着，多难受啊！
To fill all the empty seats.
大家传福音好不好？
How about we all share the gospel?
好不好？
How about that?
大家不大讲话，大家传好不好？去带人来，好不好？
Let's bring people to his house.
负起个责任来。
Let's carry the load of God's house.
神的家是谁的啊？
Who owns the house of God?
不是梁家生的啊。
Not Timothy.
那把梁家生压死了要。
Otherwise you'd be crushed.
是谁的啊？
Who owns the house of God?
是不是你们的？
Do we own the house of God?
是我们的，大家的，就是说啊。
Indeed, it belongs to every one of us.
大家都把责任负起来。
So we need to carry the load together.
不要有一个空位留在那里。
Do not leave any seat empty.
都去带人，好不好？
Bring people to the house of the Lord.
我们唱的诗歌多好啊。
What a great hymn we just sang.
这是我很喜欢的诗歌。
I love this hymn very much.
同一目的在于高天。
We have one purpose in heaven.
同一信心不疲倦。
And we have one faith without being tired.
我花很多时间读教会历史。
I spent a lot of time studying the history of church.
两千年那么多的弟兄姊妹。
In the past over 2,000 years, there are so many Christians.
非常好的弟兄姊妹，我们赶不上去的。
And they are great characters.
但是我们和他们目的一不一样。
But don't we share the same purpose as they did? Do we?
同一个目的。
We had the same purpose.
他们走路走得那么雄壮。
And they marched so boldly.
我们和他同一个信心。
And we shared the same one faith with them.
同一信心不疲倦。
And this faith will not tire us.
要疲倦，我要比你们疲倦了。
If somebody needs to talk about being tired, I am more in position.
老仆人，老仆人，我还没老呢。
And brother Paul says, the old servant of God, I don't consider myself old in my
80s.
And if I think I'm old, then I won't be able to stand here.
我声音也响不了了，老
And I can't speak up either.
今年我在这里夏令会完了。
And after the summer conference this year,
马上去台湾。
I will immediately go to Taiwan to speak.
然后去中国大陆。
And then to China to speak and serve.
三天换个地方，三天换个地方走。
I have to change my location every 3 days, pretty much in China.
不能玩了。
If I feel old, then I won't be able to serve.
兄弟，我也不老，你也不老，好不好？
So let's say you're not old, I'm not old either.
我们在基督里没有一个人是老的。
We are not old when we're in Christ.
在基督里都是年轻。
We are all young and new.
同一信心不疲倦。
We have the same faith which will not tire us out.
一直走完今生道路。
Until we finish the journey on earth.
一直走到我们见主。
Until the day when we see our Lord.
一直走到主回来。
Until the day he returns.
大家欢喜的迎接主。
And that is the time we're rejoicing together to welcome his return.
我们来读几处圣经。
Now we like to read a few scriptures together.
罗马书第八章二十九到三十节。
Romans chapter 8 verses 29 to 30.
Romans chapter 8 verses
29 to 30. Do you have it in your hand?
大家找到了一起读。
If you do, let's read it together.
因为
For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son.That he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
就称他们为义，所称为义的人，叫他们得荣耀。这里讲的四件事。
Four things are mentioned in this scripture.
大家一生也不能忘记的哈。
Don't ever forget about them.
预先所知道的定下的人。
For those God foreknew, he also predestined.
这第一件。
That's number one.
这就叫做拣选，我们是主所拣选的人。
So we are chosen by God.
主预先所定下的人。
God predestined us.
第二件什么？
What's the second thing here?
就什么？你们怎么年轻人这么多的不讲话？
Young people, speak up.
召他们来。
He predestined them. He also called them.
做梦召。
So we are called.
第三件事。
What's the third thing here?
什么？称义好。
He justified them.
第四件事。
What's the fourth?
得荣耀。
He glorified them.
这件事从永远讲到永远啊。
So this is something that occurs from everlasting to everlasting.
第一个是在永远里面，我们被拣选。
First is in his eternity, he has chosen us.
最后一件，在将来的永远，我们得荣耀。
And at the end of his eternity, we are glorified.
两件事情发生的，一个是梦兆。
And the second and third thing occurred in our lifetime. First is to be called.
还有一件呢?
What's the other thing?
称义,
Justified.
啊, 好,
Let's memorize these four things. First, he selected us.
梦兆,
and he called us.
称义,
he justified us.
得荣,
and he glorified us.
从以后的将来永远一直讲到以后的永远,
this is from the beginning to the end.
我们读以弗所第一章17节到18节。
Let's read on Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18.
来，我们一起来读。
Let's read these two verses.
I keep asking
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Here, you see the word calling. And actually, in Chinese word, translation is call of grace. Here, just say call. Just, the word here used is call. And original context is the call of grace, a gracious call.
就恩召, 以弗所, 提摩太后书1章第9节,
read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9.
提摩太后书1章第9节,
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together. Who has saved us?
神救了我们,
and called us
to life.
Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
But
here, the calling to a holy life. In Ephesians chapter 1, talk about the call of grace. Here's the call to a holy life. And let's read on Hebrews chapter 3, verses
1 to 6.
Let's read it together.
同梦,
therefore, holy brothers, who share in heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and the high priest, whom we confess. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house. If we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast,
便是他的家, 原文说, 我们就是这个家。
And verse 6 says, we are his house.
这里说到天召。
This is the heavenly calling. How many kinds of calling we just described?
讲了三个护照。
Three kinds.
恩召,
call of grace.
圣召,
call to a holy life.
天召,
and a heavenly calling.
明白这三个召, 你完全明白护照了。
If you understand the meaning of these three types of calling, then you understand totally the meaning of calling.
彼得前书2章第9节,
lastly, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们,
but you are a chosen people,
被拣选的族类
a royal priesthood,
是有军政的祭司
a holy nation,
是圣洁的国度
a people
是属神的子民
that you
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明中的美德那光明就是光啊
The word light here is light
好我们要讲这个保罗所宣告的神我们最大的救恩
Paul says to declare the great salvation.
就归在四界世界里面。
And he concluded it into four categories.
第一是拣选我们。
First, he talked about we are a chosen people.
第二是呼召了我们。
And then how he called us.
第三是称义的，让我们称义。
And how he justified us.
第四是得荣耀。
And lastly, how he glorified us.
盼望大家都记得四件事，好不好
？I wish you remember these four things that
occurred. 我们能做什么？
So how did God do?
拣选的。
First, he chose us.
拣选。
He has chosen us.
第二，我们神中呼召的。
Once he chose us, he called us.
梦召。
So we are called.
第三件事情。
After we are called, he justified us.
第四件事情。
And after we are justified,
得荣耀。
He glorified us.
都记得啊。
Do we remember all these four things?
我们真是同一目的在于高天啊。
We indeed have the same heavenly purpose.
同一信心不疲倦。
Have the same faith.
大家都要到主来得荣耀，好不好
？And we shall receive glory when He returns.
大家追求。
We need to pursue the Lord.
大家起来为着主。
And we need to rise up for His sake.
什么叫做呼召
？So what does a calling mean?
所有蒙恩得救的人
，All those who are saved，
都有神的呼召
，Have God's calling.
但我碰见弟兄姊妹一百个，大概有九十九个不知道。
But you know, 99% of Christians do not know about this, that they are called by God.
这不是外边耳朵听见的声音。
When I say calling, it's not that you hear God speaking to you.
里面那个知道。
But inside in your heart, you know.
我们属于主的。
You know that you belong to God.
我们知道。
You know that in your heart.
所以我说世界上面最大的神迹两件事。
And therefore, I always say the two greatest miracles in this world are.
最大的神迹不是赶鬼医病。
It's not the miracles of healing or casting out demons.
我赶过鬼，医过病。
I have done all those.
但这不是最大的神迹。
But those are not the greatest miracles.
第一个最大的神迹。
The first greatest miracle is.
我们能信主耶稣。
Is that you and I can actually believe in Jesus.
我没有碰到一个人是头脑被说服的信的。
No one believes in Jesus because you are convinced in intellect.
没有一个人是里面问题都解决的信的。
Not because all the questions you have in your heart have been answered, then you believe.
信了。
You just believe it.
这是圣灵最奇妙的工作。
And that is the most wonderful work of God's Spirit.
最大的神迹。
And that is the greatest miracle of all.
信耶稣。
Once we believe in the Lord,
信的可以为主舍命啊。
We can actually die for Him.
到政府逼迫来的时候
，When persecution comes,
要命可以拿得去，我不信没这回事。
And those who people are willing to give their life and not denying the Lord.
这个信多刚多强壮啊
！What a strong faith that is.
这个圣灵的工作
，And that is really the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵开了我的眼
，Because He opens our inner eyes.
圣灵把个奇妙的信心放在我里面
，And place me a special and unique faith.
靠着这个信心走一生的道路
，And by that faith.I walk every day of my life.
经过多少的艰难
，and I will go through many trials.
我们要迎接荣耀的救主
，but knowing that we are waiting for the glorious Lord.
这个信
，that is faith.
这个呼召太奇妙了
，and this is indeed a marvelous call.
都有呼召
，we all have callings.
不知道。
But a lot of times we don't even know about it.
我得救时候也不知道。
You know, I don't even know I have calling when I was saved.
读神的话。
And when I read the Word of God,
才知道我有呼召
then I realize, oh, I have a calling from God.
神的话讲给你们听
So I'm here to tell you what God says.
神的儿女每一个人都要知道
Therefore, every child of God needs to know this.
我有呼召
That you have a calling from God.
我信主
I believe in God.
呼召了我
And God has called me.
呼召我经过一生来迎接主
And He has called me to wait for His return.
这个呼召太奇妙了
And that is a unique and marvelous calling.
旧约里面的弟兄姊妹都有呼召啊
And you know, people in the Old Testament, they all have calling from God.
圣经上亚伯拉罕有呼召
Remember, Abraham, he had a calling.
摩西有呼召
Moses, he had a calling.
大卫有呼召
David, he had a calling.
保罗有呼召
And Paul had a calling.
我们不要 要讲这些大人物，我们不是大人物。
We don't have to talk about great characters.
我们教会里面每一个最小神的儿女都有呼召。
But even the youngest child God in his church has a calling from God.
这个呼召我们不知道就是了。
But a lot of time we just don't know that we have a calling.
那今天经过早晨，我们知道了，好不好？
But this morning after we read the word of God, we realize that I have a calling.
我信主了，我得救了。
I am saved.
主呼召了我
and God has called me.
旧约第二本书叫什么书？你们知道吧？
You know what is the second book in the entire New Old Testament?
出埃及记
the book of Exodus.
这是个大的呼召啊！
And that book itself is a great calling.
呼召他们出埃及啊！
God called His people out of Egypt in that book.
神的儿女凭什么力量出埃及啊？
So with what strength the Israelites leave Egypt?
不可能的事。
It was almost impossible.
他们太软弱了。
They were so weak.
埃及是世上最强的国家。
Egypt was the greatest nation in that time.
他们的军队、他们的武器，使他们儿女连动不一年要造反都没
办法。And military strength-wise, they were the largest and the strongest. There's no way he could leave. But God said, get out of Egypt.
不在乎埃及。
Do not stay in Egypt.
不在乎法老。
And don't care about Pharaoh and their army.
不在乎他们的力量和他们的军队。
Despise and don't worry about it.
我们有神。
Because we have God.
我们有神的命令。
We have the order from God.
我们找出呼召我们出埃及。
And the Lord says, get out of Egypt.
丢掉埃及，走旷野道路。
Leave Egypt behind and walk in the wilderness.
是不是吗？
Isn't that a great calling?
整个以色列人都蒙呼召。
And the entire Israelites was called.
今天我们比他们强啊。
You know, we are in a better position today.
我们神的儿女啊。
We are the children of God.
他们不认识主啊。
Back then, the Israelites did not know God. They did not have to save the life.
我们有主的生命。
But we now have the life of the Lord.
呼召我们出埃及。
So God said, get out of Egypt.
那么光出没什么意义的。
There's no point to leave a place.
这个出不是目的。
Leaving a place is not the purpose.
进才是目的。
But going into another place is the purpose.
我从我家里出来。
I left my house this morning.
这算不算目的啊？
What kind of purpose would that be?
这个算目的吗？我一辈子在路上游荡荡。
If I don't have a purpose when I leave my house, then I'll be just wandering around every day.
我们离为什么要我离开我家
？Why did I leave my house in the first place?
我要到你们这里来。
Because
对对
I was on my way to come here.
我有个目的。
I had a purpose.
目的是到你们这里。
Which is here.
我到你们这里来路不近。
And it is a pretty long commute from my house. It's over an hour drive.
你们搬到 Pomona。
When you move to Pomona,
我还要加一个州啊，加州不是我加的，我已
经加了。15 minutes extra.
还要开一个州。
And I need to drive extra 15 minutes. 但
有目的在那里鼓舞我。
But there is a purpose when I left my house.
很想看见你们，对不对
？I want to see you. I was eager to see your face.
没有这个目的，若是。开一个半小时一个小时车到我去看个什么我不看不看了。
And otherwise, I have no purpose. I won't even bother to come out.
目的在吸引我。
The purpose of this trip draws me.
所有出来都是为了进去。
All the Exodus means you are going to somewhere else.
出埃及不是一个目的。
Leaving Egypt was not the purpose.
你当时问所有以色列的百姓。
If you ask all the Israelites back then.
你们做什么
？Said, what are you guys doing?
他每个人都知道。
Every one of them would know.
不是出埃及。
They would not say, oh, I'm leaving Egypt.
进迦南。
They would tell you, we are going to land of Canaan.
这个迦南是我们的目的。
And the land of Canaan is our purpose.
迦南预表荣耀的基督。
And the land of Canaan signifies Jesus Christ.
我的丰富的基督。
The abundance, the fullness in Christ.
我们离开埃及。
Therefore, when God called us out of Egypt,
要得到基督做我们的产业。
So that we can receive Christ as our property and inheritance.
基督是我的丰富。
Christ is my fullness.
基督是我的荣耀。
And Christ is my glory.
基督是我的目的。
And Christ is my purpose of doing things.
出来，我就进去。
I leave one place because I want to enter into another place.
所以明白呼召啊。
So understand the meaning of being called.
呼召一定有出来的地方。
You have to be called out of somewhere.
他的目的是进去。
But the purpose is to enter into somewhere else.
我们信主了，我们得救了。
We are saved. faith, we believe in Christ. We all have been called. We have left the world behind us. And God has called us out of the world. God has called me out of sin. Where does he want me to go after that? And a lot of times we don't know the answer. Where are we going when we are called out of sin? Not to the land of Canaan. That's not where we're going now. And that's a dry and thirsty land now. It used to be abundant, full of honey and milk, but now it's such a dry place. So where do we go after we're called out? Going to Christ. We're going to Christ. Let's be more sure of a wise thing. After we believe in the Lord, our faith is altered. Do you know what does fate mean? Everyone has fate. Sometimes you say, oh, this person has a better fate than others. Or this person suffers so much. And after a person has believed in the Lord, do you still say my fate? After we believe in the Lord, our fates are changed. You need to know this fact. Do you know your fate has been changed whenever you believe in the Lord? Ever since you believe in Him. How about change your fate to be the President of the United States? And I'll vote for you. Go run for President. Do you like to become the president of this country? No, you don't want to. Neither are we qualified. I don't even care about being a president. And actually, I think they're in a very poor position. We don't want that kind of faith. We are saved. God wants to want us to have a share in the glorious fate of His Son, Jesus Christ. The Son of God became a man once. And He became a man. He acted and lived like a man. And God has given Him a glorious fate. When He finished His journey on earth as a man, He received the greatest glory. He now is in that glory. He's now sitting on that glorious throne. And God is calling us to that. All those who are saved will be like my Son Christ. Will have a share in His glorious fate. Isn't that a greater fate? Can you find a greater fate than that? No, I don't think so. Do you know what your fate is now? Do you know? To leave one place in order to go into another place. He calls us out in order to take us into somewhere. Into the glorious fate of the Son of God. And that's what's described in Romans 8. And He presents us, and then He will make us to conform us to be the image and likeness of His Son. And the word image means like in the model.
Model
is
used as a
verb. And model is a verb. He molds us. And He will mold us into the likeness of His Son. And Chinese know the word mold. Remember, we do all kinds of bakery when we have festivals. Chinese cakes. And you know, we make cakes into different shapes, like the shape of animal, like rabbit or a fish. And it's not made by hand. And there's a mold. And the mold will be in the shape of a rabbit or the shape of a fish. So you put the dough inside the mold, and then you press down hard, and you bake it in the oven, and then you pour it out, then it will be a cake in the shape of a rabbit or a fish. Will be identical to the shape of the mold. exact the same shape.
现在把我们放在耶稣基督的大模型的里面。
In the same way, God has put us into the mold of Jesus Christ.
神做的奇妙的工作。
And God's doing something marvelous.
要把我们磨成他儿子荣耀的模样。
He wants to mold us into the image and the likeness of His own Son.
这就是圣徒的命运。
And that is the faith of yours and mine.
那保罗把这么大的经文放在四个点上。
And Paul made it simple to us.
预定我们
He said God predestined us.
呼召我们
He called us.
称我们为义
He justified us.
叫我们的荣耀
And He glorified us.
今天我们要讲那个 呼召 calling、啊、我们都有呼召
We all have the calling.
今天明白这个呼召
And you need to understand the significance of this calling.
你说你在十七十八节说恩召
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18 talk about 提摩太
后书一章说圣召
The call of grace.And the first Timothy says, actually, second Timothy talk about the call to a holy life.
希伯来三章第一节第六节说天召。
And Hebrews 3:1 talks about the heavenly call.
三个召来明白的呼召。
So three kinds of callings to make a complete the significance of God's calling.
说到是恩召，恩召。
First is the gracious calling.
什么叫恩召？
What does it mean?
保罗祷告。
When Paul prayed.
太大了。
He felt something so great.
保罗先祷告。
So he prayed.
求我们耶稣基督的神。
And he said, God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀的父。
The glorious Father.
将那个赐人智慧启示的灵赏给你们。
To please give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫你们真知道他。
So that you may know him better.
要圣灵来开我们的眼呢。
Paul was praying that God will open the eyes of our heart.
我们里面的眼。
Our inner eyes.
一下开启了
Once they are opened.
我自己信耶稣啊
When I believe in the Lord.
是件不可能的事
And I consider it was something impossible.
我反对主反对了八年
Because I opposed to the Christian faith for 8 years long.
是真是反对主啊
I really objected to the faith.
我为什么反对主
Why did I do that?
我家里有个信主的老母亲啊
Because my mother believed in Jesus.
我实在看不惯她信耶稣啊
And I didn't like the manner that the passion she had for Christ.
亲戚朋友一来
Whenever our relatives came to our house.
想到三句话嘛就说你信了耶稣没有啊
And without saying much,Not yet, she would just start asking people, have you believed in Jesus?
一说这个话，我啪就走掉。
Once she made that question, I would depart from the party.
Yes.
I really dislike that.
我信主不可能的。
So it was impossible for me to believe in God.
大的一个神迹啊。
That was truly a miracle that happened.
主这个神迹不在外面的。
It's not outward miracle.
一下主把我的悖逆的心扭回来了。
Suddenly the Lord performed miracle. He changed my heart around.
我面对耶稣了。
And I saw Jesus in my spirit.
真是看见耶稣了。
I indeed.Saw Jesus in my heart.
是我自己跪下去洗了。
And I knelt down and before the Lord.
第一次呼叫耶稣基督的名字。
And that was the first time I called unto His name.
这么清楚，我重生过了。
And I was so clear that I was born again.
同时主呼召了我了。
And at the same time God called me.
我知道说要我一生一世侍奉他。
I knew in my heart clearly that He called me to serve Him full time all the days of my life.
荣耀的救主。
That glorious.
Savior.
It's like all the things he revealed to me in 1 second.
差遣圣灵
And he sent his Holy Spirit.
圣灵是里面的神
And that is God that dwells inside of our heart.
圣灵是我们的感觉的神
And the Holy Spirit is someone we can feel, a God that we can feel.
圣灵是我们的经历的神
A God that we can experience.
现在神对我们那么主观了。
And so God becomes something that's very subjective, very personal.
我传信主不在外面，主在我里面。
When I share about God, I'm not talking about outward God, but inner.
是我生命，是我力量。
This God is my strength and my life.
主太好了。
The Lord is truly wonderful.
哦，他赐下圣灵。
God sent His Holy Spirit.
真知道他。
So that we can know Him better.
这句话真好，真知道。
It's such a well said statement here.
我们知道主啊。
We know the Lord.
我们怎么知道我得救了
？How do you know you are saved?
这个说不出来。
You can't describe it.
圣灵怎么一下的工作，我真的知道了。
I just know it. I just don't know how it happened.
什么环境都改变不了我的知道啊。
And there's nothing can change my knowing.
什么的逼迫也没办法叫我否认我里面的知道啊。
Neither can any persecution to cause me to deny.
真知道神。
Because I truly know that I'm saved.
知道 神是我的父亲。
I truly know that He's my Father.
知道主是我的救主。
He is my Savior.
圣灵是我里面的神。
And Holy Spirit is the God that dwells inside my heart.
知道所有属灵的事。
And I know that He knows all the things in the spiritual realm.
一路跟随主。
And I follow the Lord all the way.
也一路经历主。
And experience my God all the way.
一段时候，一段时候主向我更新了。
And from stage to stage, He renewed my knowledge of Him.
开我眼睛。
He opened my eyes.
我的救主他开我眼。
When I was saved, He actually opened my eyes.
一生的路上多少次主开我的眼的。
And again and again, He enlightened my inner eyes.
主你是这样的。
And I came to know Him even more each time.
我以往真的不知道。
And I was confessed that I didn't really know You enough.
开我眼了。
And again, He opened my eyes again.
主你是这样的。
And I realized, Oh God, You are like this.
你真是丰富啊。
You are indeed full and abundant.
现在你带领我经过的经历和境界是我从前不知道的。
You are taking me from stage to stage to experience things that I never knew before.
叫我们真知道他。
So that we can know Him better.
又知道这个恩召有何等的盼望。
And also know the hope to which He has called me.
好，那么讲这个盼望啊。
Now the word hope here.
人活在地上一定要有盼望。
We need to have hope when we live on earth.
有没有盼望？
Do you have hope?
世界上的人有没有盼望？
Do you think worldly people have hope?
先说没有，不要先说没有啊。
Don't just say no, they don't have hope. Don't they have hope?
世界上的他们认为他们很有盼望的。
And people in this world regard themselves people with hope.
各种各样的。
And there are all kinds of hopes.
盼望钱。
Some people hope for the wealth.
盼望权。
Somebody hope for the power.
盼望地位。
Position.
有没有？
Don't people have hope?
盼望财富。
Hope for wealth.
盼望你的家庭。
Hope for a good family.
盼望儿女的父母的妻子的你的关系啊。
Hope for spouse, parents, children.
我们有各种各样的盼望。
People in this world have all kinds of hope.
一个人活着都要有盼望的。
We need to have hope when we live on earth.
一个人活着没有盼望的。
For people who do not have hope when they live.
那是最痛苦的人。
And they are most dreadful people.
看见报上有自杀的事情。
Most miserable people.
人为什么自杀呢？
You saw news all the time, people commit suicide.
你们到了那，我杀自己没这个勇气，对吧
？Like for example, I won't bother to kill myself.
这有什么大的勇气呢
？Why would people have the courage to kill themselves?
因为他们没有盼望。
Because they felt they had no hope anymore.
所有的盼望都没有了。
All the hope were gone.
活不下去了。
So they could not go on in their life.
只有一条路在结束他的生命。
They had no choice but to terminate their own life.
我每次看见人自杀，我真是很同情他们。
And I really sympathize whenever I heard or see people suicide.
人多更多的人是没有勇气自杀的。
And there are a lot of people without hope in their heart, but they had no courage to kill themselves.
活得很痛苦。
And that is such a miserable way of living.
你们知不知道活得很痛苦这些事啊？
Do you understand how it feels to live miserably?
有过吧？
Have you?Were ever in that situation?
世界上的人没有办法避免这个的。
And that is something that people in this world cannot avoid.
我们神的儿女。
But we, God's children.
我得着要得救了。
We are saved.
我们有那个大的盼望。
And we have a great hope.
这个盼望有何等荣耀。
And that's a glorious hope.
何等荣耀的盼望。
That is a hope of glory.
看见主了。
Because we saw the Lord.
我要与主同道路同征战同受苦同福分同命运。
We realize that we will walk with Him, share in the same suffering, same battle, same victory, same fate.
我们一同的荣耀在主那里。
Together we will be glorified in His glory.
盼望。
So we are people full of hope.
你可以把我四围的东西都给我拿走了。
You can take away all I have.
你拿不掉主。
But you cannot take my Lord from me.
我们美国不受逼迫。
And we are not persecuted by our faith here in this country.
中国大陆这两年好一点，中国很受逼迫的。
And then China is in a greater condition now, but there are still Christians persecuted.
基督徒什么都没有了。
And a lot of people are deprived of everything they own.
你把我一切都拿走了。
And they say you can take away everything.
你把我的家人都拿走了。
You can even take away my family.
只有一个人把我关在监牢里头。
And you can put me in jail, leave me alone.
只有一件事永远在这里，他拿不走的是耶稣基督。
But there's one thing no one can ever take away from us. That's Jesus Christ Himself.
每次我来播饼。
Every time when we come to the Lord's table, to remember what the Lord has done. And many times I feel this way, that another week has passed. And a lot of things have passed. Whether things I like, whether things I don't like, they all are gone. Things that bring me joy or bring me sorrow, they are gone. But there's one thing that does not pass away. And every time when we come to the Lord's table, and know all things pass away, only the Lord, you stay with us. Who can take the Lord from us? Do you know you have that kind of hope? And this hope brings us strength. And that is the hope for glory. And also, there's a calling of grace. Christ has become our glorious property. I have Jesus as my asset now. David was a king. And the king in that time is more magnificent than the president today. Because he owns all the people.
整个的国家是我的,
the entire nation was the king.
所有国家财富都是我的,
the wealth in this nation is mine, the king.
我是君王,
I am the king.
他有什么缺乏?
So he has no lack.
有没有缺乏?
Would you think a king will have lack?
大卫写了篇诗,
yeah, he wrote the Psalm,
四篇十六篇,
Psalm 16.
大卫没有提到他的国家,
he didn't talk about his kingdom,
没有提到他的权柄,
his authority,
没有提到他的财富,
his wealth,
更没有提到他的人民,
nor his people.
大卫说, 神是我的产业,
but he said, God, you are my inheritance. And my inheritance is indeed beautiful.
我们谁能做君王敢君王啊?
And think about it, if you were the king.
在纪念大卫,
and thousands of years have passed now.
大卫的国度在哪里啊?
Where is David's kingdom?
找得到吧?
Can you still find his kingdom today?
大卫的财产在哪里啊?
Where is all his property?
大卫的宝座在哪里啊?
Where is his throne today?
都变作灰尘了,
they're all turning to ashes.
再也找不到了,
you can no longer find trace. But there's one thing we know.
我们的弟兄大卫在荣耀里,
we know for sure that David is in glory of God. He has all the fullness of God.
荣耀,
and glory.
夺不走的,
that's something no one can take it away. And we share the same kind of faith. We all can say, God is my inheritance. And it is indeed beautiful. Amen.
恩召有何等的盼望?
And what a hope of this glorious calling.
所以我们得了恩召没有?
Do you know you have this calling?
明白了没有?
Do you understand what kind of call of grace you have received?
第一个护照,
that is his first calling.
主是我的产业,
that he is my inheritance.
我也是主的产业,
and I am his inheritance.
是不是这样?
Is that the truth?
这叫护卫,
and mutually, we are each other's inheritance.
我信主,
I believe in the Lord, I am His.
主也是我的产业,
and He is mine.
哎呀, 我是主的产业, 我这个破烂的人呢, 这个产业太不像样了,
and you look at yourself, who, me, can be God's property?
不能这样说,
don't say that.
在主的眼中,
because in God's eyes, we are truly lovely.
而且要看整个教会历史,
and if you study the history of God's church, and it's like a marching song,
一个接着一个往前走到荣耀,
and one after the other enter into his glory. So the church is God's inheritance.
主是我的产业,
and the Lord is my inheritance.
我是主的产业,
I am his inheritance.
互相为产业,
and we are each other's inheritance.
这叫恩典的护照,
and that's what we call a gracious calling.
大家明白了没有?
Do you understand the meaning of his gracious calling?
你们年轻人都不讲话,
young people are very quiet.
对不对,我碰到年轻人, 哇, 都抢着讲话,
and I,
你们很好, 你们都老烈, 熟, 都追求主,
probably because you are very mature and you know the Lord very well, so you're so quiet.
恩召，请明白了没有？
Do you understand the meaning of gracious calling?
到提摩太后书一章九节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
提摩太说圣召。
Here says the holy calling.
用个 holy 这个字。
The word holy here.
Holy 这个字圣经里头很小很小心用的。
And you have to be careful when you use the word holy in the Bible.
用在神身上的。
Because only applies to God.
不用在人身上。
Does not apply to men.
我们是成圣。
That we are sanctified.
我们不用 holy 这个字的。
But we are not holy.
但这里用个 holy.
But here it says holy.
神圣呼召。
A holy calling.
呼召太大了。
This is magnificent.
叫我们这些人。
He called us.
因着福音。
Because the sake of gospel.
这种有不能坏的生命。
Receive an immortal life.
不能坏的生命。
An immortal life we have received through his calling.
不是按我们的行为。
Not according to our behavior.
乃是按他的旨意和恩典。
But because of his own purpose and grace.
所以我讲的一部是我漏了讲一句话。
And when I was sharing the book of Ephesians, I missed one point.
他用了很好的一句话，叫 foreknow 预知。
That God foreknew us.
预先知道我们。
He foreknew us.
我们知道从什么时候开始
？When do we know about God?
你什么时候开始认识主
？When did you start knowing God?
在你得救那个时候。
It's from the moment that you are saved.
你得救了。
When you were sick, you came to know God.
主认识你是不是在得救的时候
？But when did God know us?
主认识你早早早。
Way before the beginning of time, He knew us.
在神有他的永远计划的时候。
And when God was forming His eternal plan,
还没有创造万有。
Before the creation of all things,
神先有他的计划。
God had a plan.
先有他的旨意。
God had His purpose.
在他的计划旨意里面。
And in His plan and His purpose,
已经知道我了。
He already knew us.
就已经定下我了。
He already predestined us.
我们是主所预知的人。
So we are people God foreknew.
预定的人。
And God predestined.
明白吧？
Understand this?
我们的来生命的根早早早了。
So the root of our origin is back in the beginning of time.
怎么早吧？
How early?
超过整个的万有受造。
It was before the creation of all things.
远一点，在基督里预定了我们。
And in Christ, God has predestined us.
近一点，在母腹里就分别为圣。
And even before we were born, He has set aside when we were in mother's womb.
然后到那一天。真救了我了。
And until that day, God saved me.
但是我后来也远了远了远了。
And then it goes beyond that moment.
我们肉身有死的日子。
You know, one day we're all going to be gone.
这不是结束。
But that is not the end.
这若是结束，我不要信主了。
And if the day I die is my end, that I don't want to believe.
那是我们的死。
And a lot of times we say the death of sin.
跨过一个门槛。
It's like going through a gate.
今天我要回家了，要跨门槛了。
For example, when you go home today, you have to go across your door.
我跨过门槛，我要不要哭啊？
When you pass your front door of your house, do you need to cry when you return home?
要不要哭？
Should you cry when you pass through the door of your own house?
因为我神经有问题了。
You must have gone mad if you cry.
我跨门槛很高兴啊。
You should be happy that you're going home.
因为我要回家了。
Because you're going home.
对不对？
Right?
要跨过门槛了。
Pass through the front door of your house. It's a good thing. So when we die, it's like we take off the old flesh.
这个肉身呢，麻烦我这么多年了，这个是。
And this flesh has troubled me all these decades.
今天神经问我要不要个椅子讲话，因为我有腰痛的问题，这两个礼拜。
And today, Brother Paul asked me, do I need to share when I, do I need to sit down when I share?
这个身体真是给人麻烦了。
Because I had some problem in my back. You see, this flesh is bad.I have backache.
右边的腰痛。
The backache on my right hand side.
为什么呢？我撞了个东西。
Because I ran into something.
那么硬东西用力撞在腰上嘛，当然腰受伤了嘛。
And something sharp, I hit against something sharp.
腰痛搞了我一个月。
And it's bore over in a month now.
好了。
Okay.
左面腰痛。
Now my left side is hurting.
没有理由，我也没有撞，也没有碰它。
That's ridiculous. I didn't hurt myself at my left side.
我要看那个 physical therapy.
So I went to the physical therapist.
那个人，我说我这个也没有碰，也没有撞，怎么会腰痛呢？
I said, how come my left side is hurting now?
这叫 overuse.
He said, because you overuse your left side.
我说我没 overuse 它呀。
I said, why did I overuse my left side?
他说我不懂，他不好意思啊，这话就你不懂。 当你右面腰痛的时候啊，
Imagine your right hand side is injured.
一个月。
For a month.
你不知不觉的力量通通放在左面。
Before you know, you shift your weight to the left side.
你没觉得 overuse， 事实的 overuse。
You didn't feel that you're overusing your left side, but you are.
右面的腰痛完了，左面腰痛了。
So that now the ache moves to the left side.
Okay， 我知道了，我明白了。
I understand now.
我不需要你医生。
Okay, then I don't need a doctor.
原来我是这个缘故，他腰痛了，那么过些日子不 overuse 就好了吧。
I know how to cure myself, just don't overuse my left side.
好了，我明白了，谢谢你了，我不请教你了。
And I said thank you very much. I will not come back anymore.
现在我说保罗，我要不要坐椅子，我都不要。
So when Brother Paul asked me, do you need to sit down when you share this morning? I said no.
自己教自己嘛，坐椅子上嘛，要更痛了嘛。
No, I don't want to spoil my own body.
否认我们身体问题。
And I just denied all these problems.
我讲主的话不痛了。
Because I believe when I share the word of God, I'll be healed.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and
sisters,
we have received a heavenly calling. A holy calling that's from the beginning of time. But when Jesus Christ appears, and this calling became real, through his death,
借着福音,
and through his gospel,
把不能坏的生命彰显出来,
and he's manifest to us this immortal life that does not see death. And that is a great calling.
什么叫做得救啊?
So what does it mean by to be saved?
我把他的生命给了我了。
That means because God has given his own life to us, so we are saved.
我们有永远生命了。
We have received an eternal life.
有的人告诉我不知道主的生命在里面。
And some people say, no, I don't know if the Lord's life is in me or not.
我知道我得救了，我不知道我有生命在里面。
I know I'm saved, but I'm not sure if he's in me.
哎，我说我讲的话，你不要生气啊。
And I said, you know, don't get mad if I say this.
你是不是你父亲的儿子？
Are you your son? Are you your father's son?
这个有点生气了。
Now he was upset.
我当然是我父亲的儿子。
So of course I'm my father's son.
那父亲的生命在不在你里面？
So is your father's life in you?
这当然在我里面。
Of course I'm his son.
我你觉得吗？
Do you feel your father's life is in you, in your blood?
想想。
He thought about it. Said no, I,
你去看
yeah, I can't feel him.
我父亲生命在我哪里？
And as, can you feel him?
在思想里。
Can you feel things from your father, in your feelings, in your thoughts, in your will? You cannot identify concretely that way. But we all know we receive life from our parents. You cannot see it, but it's there. But when you speak or act, you look like your father. When you lose your temper, you're just like your dad.
等到你走路就也得像你父亲。
When you start walking, you walk like your dad.
这个生命活出来了。
And you show, you manifest the life.
主的生命在我们里面。
So the fact that God's life is in us.
你感觉不出来。
You may not be able to feel it.
你感觉出生命在哪里？
Can you feel where God's life is in you?
你感觉不出来。
You may not be able to feel it.
硬性。
But by faith,
我深深知道,
you know,
主在我的里面,
the Lord in me.
主把他生命给了我,
because he has given me his life.
所以我改变了。
So that I changed.
我得救了，人家看我换一个人了。
Because a lot of times when we're saved, people notice we have changed.
从前我们信主就脾气很大。
I used to have very ill temper.
在学校里我打过两次惊天动地的架。
And, you know, I get into physical fights, and there are two times it was a great fight I had.
我不喜欢骂人，不喜欢骂人。
你不信主的时候不喜欢骂人？
对，不喜欢信主，但不骂人。
Okay, I didn't like to scold people even before I was saved.
我喜欢打人。
But I like to punch people.
你敢骂我，我给你一拳头。
If you say something bad to me, I would just get a fight with you. Get a physical fight.
动手，小人开口。
I said, because I am a gentleman, so I fight.
弟兄姊妹们，这个天然生命了。
But that's my natural life.
一下得救了。
But once I was saved.
变一个人了。
I was changed.
你要我让我发脾气啊，你也不简单了。
And it will be very hard to make me mad now.
到现在我信主65年了。
I have believed in the Lord over 65 years.
不记得我发过什么脾气。
I don't really recall when I lost my temper.
从前发脾气太容易了。
But when I was before I believed, I lose my temper all the time.
一个人。
But I was changed.
不是在外面。
It's not like outwardly.
走路像耶稣，不用像。
I don't start walking like Jesus. No.
说话像耶稣，不说话也不一定的。
And not necessarily talk like Jesus.
我讲话改变了。
But I have been changed the way I act.
不能乱的话不讲。
I don't judge people or criticize people anymore.
有一天不久的告诉我，史蒂文你在背后批评我。
And not too long ago, somebody says, Brother Z, did you criticize me behind my back?
弟兄，你要认识我。
I said, brother, you got to know me. I don't criticize you behind your back. Because that's my principle. Do not criticize people in their back. And do not praise people in their face. And I'll praise you behind your back. And because praise people in front of a person, you actually spoil that person.
好,
and neither do I criticize or speak ill of people behind their back. It's not that I made a resolution to do it that way, but because the life of the Lord inside of me. So we start talk like him. We start to act like him. And we will be like him when things are smooth. But even in a time of trouble, I will be like him. And I'll be like him in my health. And in my sickness. In every aspect of my life, I start to be like Jesus. Because I can manifest His immortal life that dwells in me. He has called me with His heavenly and holy calling. Understand the meaning of holy calling now? And lastly, the heavenly calling in Hebrews. And that is the heavenly calling. We, Christians, we need to fix our thoughts on Jesus. Fix our thoughts on Jesus. And it's hard to just start to imagine. So, concretely, there are two things. We can fix our eyes thinking that he is our apostle and high priest. And thinking about him being our apostle and high priest. He is an apostle. He's also the high priest. What does the apostle mean? Apostle means you're an ambassador. An ambassador. We're in this country. And there are embassies from all nations in this country. Isn't it so? When we are in Asia, Chinese are complex. One nation but with different dialects. And with different people and different nature. And when you go to India, it's even more complex. And they have so many kinds of languages. And you don't know what to speak when you're in India sometimes. You might have learned Indian language, but you might be still troubled. And Indians dress differently too. It's a very complex nation. So, I will read the Word of God, which is the most standard language. And I need to know what's their most standard outfit. How do I figure out what's their most standard language or outfit? That I will go to their embassy. Because in British embassy, they will speak most standard language of India and their most standard outfit. In India,
embassy.
Okay, the embassy of India has this responsibility is to manifest India in America. So you go there, they will speak language of India. And they wear their most popular outfit. And the ambassadors from India acts like that. Think about Jesus, the ambassador from the heavenly kingdom. So when he came to this earth, he manifests to us the life of heaven. And the living of heaven, he will speak the heavenly language. He spoke in a way people understand. They, in a way, they understood what he was saying, but in another way, they do not really understand. Because what he spoke were things of heaven. So Jesus was an ambassador of the heaven. And you and I, likewise, are ambassadors of heaven. We're supposed to manifest the heavenly kingdom on earth. So when people look at us, they think we're bizarre. We're peculiar. We're different. And Jesus not only was the ambassador, he was also the high priest. He's a high priest. In the Old Testament, high priest is different. He is that intermediator between God and man. His outfit is also unique. He has a square breastplate. And their breastplate has 12 stones, and each stone has the name of each tribe. And that name is carved on a diamond, different diamond. And on his shoulder, there are two shoulder pads. And on each shoulder pad, there are marked 12 tribes' names. And they are carved in diamond. And with that, outfit, he went to God and prayed. Pray for all 12 tribes of Israel. Pray for the kingdom of God. Pray for the house of God. And then with the 12 names in his bosom, means he carried these 12 tribes in his heart. And a shoulder pad of 12 tribes, means he carried the responsibility of all things. And the breastplate speaks of God's love. And the shoulder pad speaks of God's power. When you carry something heavy, you use your shoulder, right? And then when you have love, that's your bosom, right? So with his great love and his great power, he carried us. And that is what a high priest is about. And so the Lord came with all of his heart. And his love was carrying all of us. And his shoulder was carrying all of us with his great might. He will not lose even a single person to bring us back to God's house. And God is working on us like that so that we can be conformed to him. And that is the work of the high priest. Do you understand the meaning of this heavenly calling? And that is the house of God. Moses, he built the house of God. Israelites respect Moses very much. More than they respect God sometimes. Therefore, Moses became a stumbling block. I went to a hospital, and it was opened and operated by a Jewish people. And there's this square outside the hospital. And you see a statue of Moses. And recently when I took a walk, and I passed by that statue, I took a look at the statue of Moses. And I told my wife, I don't think that looked like Moses. Have you seen Moses? I never. How can you say he doesn't look like Moses? As the Bible says, he is a handsome man. This statue is not handsome at all. And Moses has his glory. And this statue doesn't look anything glorious. But they show great respect to Moses. Yet the sin who wrote the Hebrews says Moses, he built up the house of God. But the one who built them, Moses, was God. Every house is built by someone. When you see a house, you may not know the engineer behind the construction. But when you see a house, you know for sure there must be a builder. I went to Manila many times. Over 50 times. And the people in Philippines. You're not as smart as Chinese. In general, Chinese are smarter than
Chinese.
And we are more diligent. But God has such a grace on them. They are very self-content. They're happier than Chinese. Chinese usually are not very happy people. Chinese are not happy when they're rich. Chinese are not happy when they are not rich. But for Filipinos, most times they are happy regardless they have money or not. And that is a blessing. They're very artistic. They have strong artistic sense. And I love their structure, their buildings. And there was this city in Manila. It's called Makati. Makati.
Makati, 我在 Makati 住过好多天。
I stayed there for a few days.
每幢房子都不一样。
Every house looked different.
你建筑师啊，用他们的本事把这房子建的别人没见过。
And you can see all the architects use their talents to create something different.
形状那么久的房子。
And you saw those houses.
所以说房子不伟大。
And the house itself is nothing.
设计那个房子的人伟大。
But the design of the builder behind it is great.
建造那个房子的人伟大，对不对？
So you know, a building is nothing but the one who built the house is great.
这就是希伯来书讲的话。
And that's what Hebrews was saying.
摩西像个房子。
Moses was nothing but a house.
建造房子的人比房子更有尊荣。
The builder deserves greater honor.
摩西了不起。
Moses was great.
但摩西为什么了不起？
But why was Moses great?
因为神建造了他。
Because God built him.
明白这神建造的意思了吗？
Understanding? Do we understand what it means here?
房屋都必有人建造。
And houses are built by someone.
建造万有的是神。
But God is the one who builds everything.
你那个小草长出来。
Even a small grass.
那个绿不是花掉能花得出来的。
And you know, the new green is something that you can't even paint.
生命气息不是能够给他的。
And no one can give breath
对不对?
to those grass.
神建造万有。
God builds all things.
我们若将可跨的盼望胆量坚持到底。
And if we hold on to our courage and the hope,
我们就是这个家。
Then we are his house.
这天召把那个呼召总结了。
And Peter concluded all the callings for us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse
9. 对，彼得前书二章。
二章九。
二章九节，对。唯有你们是拣选的族类。
That you.Are a chosen people,
圣洁的国度
a royal priesthood,
君尊的祭司
a holy nation,
属神的子民
a people belonging to God.
看来我们这个四个身份
These are four positions of ours,
只有一个目的
with one purpose,
召我们
that he has called,
召我们
he has called,
彰显那召我们出黑暗如奇妙光中者的美色
so that we can declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light.
彼得给所有呼召一个总的目的
So, Peter concluded for us that purpose of all callings,
叫我们彰显主
which is to manifest our Lord.
主召了我们
He has called us.
从黑暗世界里把我们召出来
out of the dark world,
出黑暗
Out of the darkness,
进入奇妙的光中
into his marvelous light,
而且照我们的目的
and the purpose of this calling,
照我们彰显
is to manifest,
叫我们出黑暗如奇妙光中者的美德
and declare the praises of him who has called us,
叫我们一同来彰显主
So why don't we do that together?
今天我们大家彼此勉励，好不好？
So why don't we encourage one another?
保罗叫我老弟兄，你们都要为这老弟兄祷告，好不好？
Pray for me, the old brother.
我今年夏令会完了去台湾去中国了。
And after the summer conference in September, I'll be going to Taiwan and China.
真需要神儿女的祷告。
I really need your prayer support.
主是我们的力量。
And the Lord is our strength.
大家都去夏令会啊。
Make sure we all sign up for the summer conference in September in San Jose.
我们唱我们乃是草。
Let's sing that hymn one more time.272.
我们的主，我们真感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
借着你的仆人赐下透亮的话语。
Through your servant, you have spoken to us.
叫我们满心欢喜，满有把握。
We rejoice greatly and have full assurance.
我们实实在在是蒙了你的恩召。
Knowing that we have called by you.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, God.
我们借着你的恩召得着你所有的丰富。
Through your gracious calling, we may receive the abundance that's in you.
谢谢我们的主，我们也是蒙了你的圣召。
And through your holy calling.
哦，叫我们得着你神圣永远的生命。
We have received your eternal and holy life.
谢谢我们的主，你更叫我们进一步得着天召。
And thank you for your heavenly calling as well.
叫我们在地上能活出属天的生活。
So that we can live a heavenly life.
哦，叫我们能够成为你的家。
So that we can become your house.
叫我们能够同被建造。
To be built up with other saints.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, God.
借着早间的认识。
And through this knowledge, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们蒙了何等的召。
And says, what an amazing
call. 哦，我们有恩召。
We have the call of grace.
我们有圣召。
The holy call.
我们有天召。
And the heavenly call.
哦，谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, God.
叫我们宝贝我们所得的呼召。
Help us cherish the
call. 哦，你的儿女们心连心，手牵手。
So in one heart and holding one hand.
同奔这条荣耀的天路。
We shall march onward.
直到进入荣耀。
Until we see you.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Jesus.
但你的话语不过去。
That your words will not pass.
向着我们有回头的亮光。
And will continue to enlighten us.
哦，叫教会在这一个过程中。
So that in this process.
天天得着属天的加力。
We can have strength from you.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Lord.
因着有这样的呼召。
Because of this calling.
我们满有把握。
We have full assurance.
我们满有力量。
And we have strength.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们也把你亲爱的老仆人交托在你的手中。
And we trust your servant in your hands.
为着要来的夏令会。
For the upcoming summer conference.
你加强他的灵与魂与身体。
You strengthen him in spirit, body, and soul.
叫他有更透亮的话语为着你的教会。
So that he can receive more words for your church.
为着神家的建造。
For your building.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.